Over the next couple of days, several events will take place to celebrate the music and life of Johnny Cash. Today at 2, Cash's youngest daughter, Tara Cash Schwobel, will hold a press conference at the Cooper Alumni Center to announce the release of her book, Reflections. Tomorrow night is the 4th annual Johnny Cash Music Festival, which is sold out, and tickets are still on sale for another event that will take place Saturday. Dr. Ruth Hawkins of Arkansas State University says tours of the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home will start Saturday and will be open to the public.
So we're excited that Saturday will be the first time that it is open publicly on a continuous basis. It'll be the grand opening. We'll have a number of members of the Cash family there. The event starts with a 10 o'clock ceremony in the Colony Circle there in Dice. And that ceremony is free and open to the public, and there will also be tours of the administration building that will be complimentary.
The Cash family lived in the 1,000-square-foot home from 1935 to 1954. The home has many items that were in the home when the Cash family lived there in Dice, including the original piano that Johnny Cash's mother used to play and a radio the family used to gather around to listen to music and shows. Dr. Hawkins says there will be a fee for tours of the Johnny Cash home.
We are charging a $10 fee for tickets to tour the house, primarily because the house is very small, and so we need to limit the number of people that are going through the house. And so the tickets will be timed tickets that allow people in at certain hours, beginning at 11 o'clock and ending with tours at 3. I will say, though, that the 11 o'clock and the 12 o'clock tours are already sold out.
And she also tells about the administration building.
A lot of people don't realize that in addition to the Boyhood Home, we have also restored the administration building that was the federal building that served the colony. It was an agricultural resettlement community. And Eleanor Roosevelt came in 1936 and dedicated this building. We will be having our grand opening ceremony on the same exact spot where Eleanor Roosevelt dedicated the building back in 1936.
And that's Dr. Ruth Hawkins. Arkansas State University has been involved in restoring the home and has raised $2.5 million for the project. The total project costs $5.9 million, and the project's expected to draw approximately 50,000 visitors annually. The Johnny Cash Music Festival that will be held Friday night is the major fundraiser for the project every year.